Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be with you. Do I look good under the light? Thank you. Hazel, you can come back. Brilliant. Well, I've missed you the last couple of Sundays and been praying for what God has been doing. Praying for you. If you're here for the first time, then you've come on a great day. This is a life changer. And if you've been coming for a few Sundays, then you'll know that we've been dipping in and out of what is the kingdom of God and how do we live in it? How do we experience it? How do we benefit from it? And between now and about 11:30, we're going to just share a few more thoughts about how do you and I advance it? Say advance.
Advance.
Now, there is this famous joke from years ago. I think it is an untrue story, but it's a funny one. When you have this kind of conflict situation and one person says to the other one, please send reinforcements, we're going to advance. Have you heard all this story? Can you translate this into French for your friend? Okay, so we have, let's say it's back in the last century and there's this conflict going on and there's a need outside the room of their lives, and they say, please send reinforcements, we're going to advance. But they don't have a smartphone, they don't have telephones, nothing. They just have to tell someone. So one person goes out and says, you know, please send reinforcements, we're going to advance. And then the next person remembers most of it, but forgets a little bit, so just puts a word in that seems to be relevant. And by the time it's got down 20 different people, right on the front line, right where all of the supplies are, somebody comes up and says, please send 3 and 4 pence, we go into a dance. You must have heard that one before. You can remember 3 and 4 pence, right? Okay. What? Hello, mate. How are you? We love Sue.
We do.
I'm glad you're not on your bike in here, though, because that would be really dangerous. What we want to kind of look at a little bit this morning is how do you and I, as Christians, how do we get used by God to advance what he's doing, what he's saying? If you're not a Christian today, don't worry, because part of advancing is that today God wants to do something new in your life today. So if you don't know Jesus today, it's not a problem, as long as you don't leave without him. Is that okay? Last week, some of you would know, and I really appreciate those of you that were praying for myself and a couple of the other guys that were out in France. And France is an interesting nation at the moment, like a lot of nations. There's all kinds of things going on. And we were there last Friday, Friday evening, Saturday and Sunday. And how many of you know that sometimes God just sets you up? No matter what we do, no matter what we plan or organize, no matter how efficient we think we are, at the end of all things, God is actually in charge. Actually, I'm quite relieved. If it was left to me to be in charge, we would be in trouble. If it was left to some of you to be in charge, we wouldn't have arrived yet. If it was left to some others to be in charge, then probably it'd be really dark and cold. You're laughing at me. No, anyway, you're laughing at me. So, but I'm really thankful that I'm not in charge. The Bible says that God's in charge. He's not just in charge of people that know him, called Christians, but he's actually in charge of everybody. And we were supposed to be out in France in October, and obviously God had a different view. And we turned up on Friday, probably about 3 hours before 8 people tried to kill everybody else in Paris, basically. That was kind of what they were doing. And Friday evening was an interesting evening. We were staying with the pastor. The church is halfway between Paris and Lille. But some of the people know some people from Paris, and particularly some of the young people knew some of the young people that went to a concert on a Friday, and it turned into a different kind of concert. But that's beside the point. The point is this. During the Friday evening, me, who doesn't speak much French, and the pastor, who doesn't speak much English, had a commonality. And that commonality is, this is not right. Forget what it was. Forget what the reason behind it was, because it was a stupid reason. We agreed, this is not right for this nation and for the church in this nation. So regardless of the fact that we didn't really understand our natural language, we did understand the language of God. And we began to make a decision. We refuse to stand and do nothing about this. What can we do? We can agree this is not God's best. This is not what we want to see. Therefore, we're going to arise on the inside of all the worries and concerns that we might have had. We're going to arise on the inside about the what ifs, maybe would have, should have, could have, and just begin to say, actually, God, you want to do something different. At that point in time, we both advanced out of our culture. We advanced out of our natural language. We advanced out of our experience. We advanced out of our understanding. We advanced out of our preferences. So something advanced in us and then something advanced through us. And it was powerful. I think we both slept for about 1 hour after arriving because we were just praying, chatting, watching the news. Looking at the news will only tell you people's view. When you begin to read the Bible and understand what God is saying, He gives you an overview. Which is why the overview is good news, but news is news. Have you got that? So you might have news about your life. It might come through your birth certificate. It might come through your education certificate. It might come through your bank balance. That's just a view. But God's overview of your life is He wants to do something brilliant in it. So for that moment, we decided to look at an overview rather than the view. So then we come to Saturday, and originally Saturday was just going to be for some leaders, maybe about 20 people. But the pastor opened it to the as many people as could come, and I would say it was about 70, 80 people there. Is that about right? Because Andre was there. There was about 80 people there, and you could just sense that there was a soberness. Now, what I don't mean by that is that all French people just get drunk every Friday. I don't mean that. Only some do. What I mean is that they came and you could sense that people were winded. And I would say I'm not surprised. But then there was something really happened that was interesting. I was having loads of Facebook comments and social media comments. I had about 300 comments between arriving in France at 5 on the Friday and this was 10 on the Saturday morning. What that made me understand is that the kingdom of God isn't just advancing out of crisis. The kingdom of God is advancing out of plan. Viv, it's always lovely to see you. Whisper. It's that the kingdom of God does not advance because there's a crisis making it advance. God doesn't deal in a crisis with a crisis. He deals with a plan in a crisis. I just want to encourage you that even at the moment, you might be going through your own crisis. You might be having tremendous conflict within your own thinking or your believing or your attitudes. God isn't going to move in you because you've got a crisis. He's going to move in you because He's got a plan for you.
That's very good.
Thank you. And what we discovered on Saturday morning was this. I had all these comments, and it was like, Lord, what do you want me to do? It's a bit of a moment, right? We've turned up there to do A. We've been thinking about A. We've been preparing about A. But then suddenly there's a B turns up. But it's such a B that you can't ignore it. It's like, okay, God, just give me some wisdom. How do you know that that's the smart thing to do? Lord, please give me wisdom. Then we have to accept He's now given me wisdom. So in a moment of time, my own wisdom advanced. Thank you, Jesus. And so would yours. The Bible says, whoever asks for wisdom gets wisdom. And I think that's smart. If we don't know what to do, ask God what to do. So we were just kind of sharing some thoughts, and the pastor led a general prayer, and I could understand some. I know his heart. I know his sentiment. But for me, it was like, actually, we just need to find out what is God's overview. So without making it a big deal, I just began to read out some of these comments from Portugal, Poland, Germany, Israel. We're with you. We're praying for you right now. Started to read out some of these comments from Northern Ireland, Republic of Ireland, Sweden. And as I began to read them out, you could see God touching people's hearts at the point of need, which is we're not in this on our own. You're not in it on your own, whether you know God or not. The great advantage of knowing God is that we know God is for us. So in that few moments of time, bearing in mind that I was speaking my best English with a bit of French, and a friend of mine was speaking great French with a bit of English, as people began to realize in their moment of crisis, God is advancing, but is advancing first through unity. Unity is powerful in advancing the kingdom. We are a bunch of people here from all kinds of backgrounds and experiences. That actually doesn't matter. What matters is that we want to see the same thing in the future as God wants to see. That's unity. And I found that there was a tremendous release between these 70, 80 people, all kinds of ages, all kinds of experiences of God, all kinds of understandings. What touched them was God is with us. God is with us. And the release began to come. And I felt the Lord say to me, just begin to pray for the families of the 130, and unfortunately that number may go up, but the 130 people and families who have lost loved ones. And there began a bit of a release there. Why? Because part of this unity commands blessing. And it wasn't like, okay, you know, we're this bunch of people from across northern France and we're not connected. No, this was about God's kingdom, not about a nation. This wasn't just aimed at people that speak French or happen to go to a synagogue that they've now turned into a concert hall, which is why that place has been bombed twice. It belongs to the Jewish quarter. You might not know that. But actually, there's a bigger plan behind this, which is God says, this nation actually belongs to me. Doesn't just belong to the president. He's got a position of authority, but actually the Bible says all nations belong to me. In fact, in Psalm 2, it says the nations plot in vain. And what does the Lord do? He laughs because he knows the end from the beginning. But sometimes we've got to move from a place of we're in this together. But we refuse to allow circumstantial evidence to tell us the outcome is going to be different from what God said it's going to be. So as we began to pray for the people's families that have been stolen early, or whatever, we don't want to dwell on that, as there became a release of love. Unity is more than just being in the room together. It's sharing a common purpose and a common destiny, which only God can give us. But this love is not about, well, you're French, you're not French, you come from it. It's this love that God has a plan, and this is not it. And as we began to pray, people began to just get released. And you could just see the presence of God falling on people, speaking to people, young people, old people. And then after a moment, I began to get a nag from the Holy Spirit. And this one, as I share it with you, you weren't in the room that I was in, okay? So you're not quite going to get it. But the Holy Spirit said to me, now pray for the families of the bombers. Now pray for the people who have lost sons and daughters, forget how they lost them. And I had a bit of a conversation with God then, to be honest with you. And it went a bit like this. God, you're joking. God says, no. So what I'm doing is showing you what love looks like. I said, but what if it's wrong? He said, then I'll put it right. So what if I look stupid? He said, you already do. You up? That was just a bit too enthusiastic. Okay. So I spoke to the pastor first. Said, you know, clearly the unity has been expressed. There's a love expression. You could feel the kingdom was advancing out of what was, something else was arising. Of course, it had always been there. It's just the focus was now not on the view, but it was on the overview. And as I said, I said to my friend Mathieu, great ex-student, great guy, I said, just translate exactly what I say now, right? So then I'm responsible, you're not. And I said, you know, I kind of introduced it, saying, God's really challenging me. I described the conversation. I said, we just need to pray for the families of the bombers. and the people that had machine guns. And let's see what God wants to do. And at that moment, the whole roof came off the building. Because hate is not of the kingdom of God. Amen. Neither is fear.
Right.
Neither is death. Neither is destruction. Neither is hopelessness. But in order to advance, we have to plug into the overview and not the view. But you have to take personal energy. That's the best word. Jesus put it this way. The kingdom advance are men of violence. Now today, that word means something that it didn't mean when it was said. Because that word violence does not mean you go around blowing people up. What that word violence means is that you are strong in the will of God and you are weak in the will of man. That's actually what that word means. It means that we take a energetic, non-negotiable decision that what I see is not my overview.
Come on.
That's what that word really means, is that men of violence, violent men and women, means I'm not putting up with this sickness anymore because it's not God's plan for me. I'm not putting up with habitual stuff anymore because it's not God's plan for me. I'm not putting up with a sense of isolation, loneliness because it is not God's plan for me. But I'm not just going to say there. I'm going to say there's your line. You're staying that side. That's what that word means. There's energy, there's force which comes out of our head, out of our heart and through our language. And at the end of this morning, I said, what was it, about 12 o'clock, wasn't it? And I said to Matthew, I said, what time are we supposed to finish? He said, 12. I said, we're not going to, are we? He said, no. So we find there is unity that helps the kingdom advance. There is love that helps the kingdom advance. There's God passion that helps the kingdom advance. You've got to have those. All of you, if you know Christ, in you somewhere, in between your ears, behind your chest, God has put those elements in you because he's very good at doing that. He's very, very good at doing that. I'll look at some scriptures because bless her, Laura's been up there. She's just taken a great piano exam, not just now, but last week. She's sitting up there. She's done all the scriptures. Whack this one up behind me. This is from Matthew 11. I've just read it. It says, truly I tell you, among those born of women, there's not been anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom is greater than he. Another part of advancing the kingdom is that we realize I can't do anything, but God can do everything.
Yeah.
Is that you and I realize I can do nothing at all about this, but I'm going to put my trust in God who can do everything. That's what humility is. Humility is not, woe is me. That's Shakespeare. Humility is not, I can't do anything. That's actually pride in our lack. Humility is, I can't do anything, but God, you can do something in me. Please do it in me. Well, that takes force. That takes choice. Some of them are a bit shouty, but some of us are a bit deafy. From the days of John the Baptist until now, say now. You see, I think this word is true now. And three of you agree, that's enough. The rest of you just catch up. Until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence or force, and violent people have been raiding it. I love this. Let me put it this way. On that night, it was fruit of many, many months of people planning a raid to kill people. I think God has got a plan for you to go and raid Worthing to heal people. I think in totally the opposite outcome, the opposite output, God has put a plan in your heart to raid death and set people free. To raid pain and see people made well. To raid sickness and see people made healthy. Personally, I think maybe we need to get a little bit more violent with doing that. Ooh. Now I'm preaching my subject. Because we all tolerate what we put up with. But what this tells me is I don't need to do that. But this unity is key. Love is a key. Passion is a key. Humility is a key because God is advancing. God is advancing by the grace of God. Oh, Jamal keeps looking at me. We're going to hear from Jamal in a minute because he's another man who is seeing the kingdom advance.
Come on.
The circumstantial evidence is very different, but the purpose of God is very same. And he'll be sharing with you in a few moments about something he's up to, and then we can introduce this mission offering. I wanted to do that with Jamal for two reasons. One is because it's the right way round. Because this missions offering has really two purposes. One, to tell our 25, 30 people that are working overseas, we love you and we're with you. Because I've seen in a real way the effect of just sharing that with a bunch of French people. We're with you. We love you. We're praying for you. And most of my friends, about 2,000 people on Facebook, all changed their profile to the tricolour. Now, there's nothing spooky about that. Just a different colour flag. But what it says is, we're with you. So part of taking up an offering today is we want to bless these guys. They're out there seeing the kingdom advance in all kinds of situations that are not ours. They're not special people. You could ask them, they wouldn't say that. What they are is people that just have a view of their nation, but an overview of God's nation on it. They just have a sense of, we're in this. So we're taking an offering across the whole church that's here in Crawley and in Horsham. And all of that is just going to be given to these guys. Why? To say, we love you, we appreciate you, we value you. Here's something to bless you with at this time of the year. Now, if we have an issue with that, get over yourself. Be violent with your generosity. Because another aspect about advancing the kingdom is that we're generous with grace. Woo! Is that whatever we've got, I'm going to give something. It advances against poverty. It advances against lack. It advances against I've got nothing, which can sometimes be I am nothing. We begin to advance. Is this making some sense to you? When I heard myself say this yesterday, it all made sense. It makes no sense at all today, but praise the Lord. Violent people have been raiding it for prophets, and the Lord's prophesied it. And if you are willing to accept it, sometimes there has to be a level of acceptance in our heart that what we live in today is not it. Whatever that is, my friendship level, my income level, my opportunity level, my identity level, my experience level, it's not it. It's it for today, but it isn't it for tomorrow. And we have to, I think, arise a little bit and be a little bit violent with it. This is not where I'm staying. I'm going to advance. I'm going to just make a difference. Well, I've tried loads of times, Ducky. Yeah, okay. We're looking after an 18-month girl at the moment, which is why Janet's not here. If she's going to grow up, she's going to fall over 10,000 times, and on the 10,001st one, she's going to learn how to walk. Same as we all do. But if she gave up at the first one, she'd end up crawling around for 75 years. Do you understand what I'm saying? So sometimes in our journey of growing up, sometimes we fall over. Which is why unity in the church helps us to get back up and say, I might have made a mistake then, but by the grace of God, I'm going to get it better this time. That's violent. Because we're taking authority over circumstantial evidence which says you can't do that. You can't be great. The kingdom of God is about making you great. You can't be generous on every occasion. The kingdom of God is about being generous on every occasion. Well, you've got no friends. Yeah, the kingdom is about friendship. That's how we got in it in the first place. You're looking at me as if I've gone mad. I don't mind, actually. I think you're brilliant. I love being part of Kingdom Faith. Why? Because on one weekend, we had people out in Iraq, Kurdistan, people in France. We had people all over the place. Yeah, we had people in Worthing. Is it the same God? Of course it is. Is it the same plan? Absolutely. Is the view different? Yes. Is the overview different? No. The overview is, let my will be done. Let my kingdom come. I don't care whether you say it in French, German, Arabic, English. I don't care. We've got to be violent with it. God, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. I don't want my twist on it. I want to be twisted until it looks like yours.
Yes, amen.
No, if only you knew me. God does know you. He knows you better than you know you. Get over yourself. You are bringing the worst out of me. Come back. In Jude, there's only a little bit of Jude. I've got a sister called Jude. In Jude, it says this.
Well done. Laura,
you're going to pass your exam. You're going to learn to play the piano. You're going to be an exemplary player and a brilliant teacher of others. That's it. Leon, we just love you. He's going to be a dad soon. I'm so pleased. He's getting used to being a dad because he's not sleeping at nights already. Because he works. Sorry. You look really good, Ash. It looks like there's a picture frame, this door, and a little French face sticking out of it. Thank you. In Jude, it says, "Dear friends, I love this family." Because I made a decision in these last few days that there is nothing we cannot do together in God. Nothing. Let me put it this way. If there's anything that we can't do, it's probably because we don't have to. Yesterday morning, I know not everybody could be there, but we came down and spent 2 hours with Jamal and Myrna and Sammy, and even their two eldest boys turned up. I was shocked. Teenagers, it's normally like afternoon is when they get up, right? But I had a conversation with, forgive me, I can't remember all their names, with a family of five from Syria. The husband turned up beginning of the year. His family turned up about 8 weeks ago. That's tough. Particularly when the little girl had never seen her dad. Because obviously the mum was pregnant, he came over here, he's been here nearly a year, and then I sat there thinking, God, only you can advance your kingdom through circumstances like this. You can't do it socially, you can't do it politically, you can't do it geographically, you can't do it based on resource, you can only do it based on purpose. And I sat there thinking, dear Lord, there's me rolling around in a £35,000 car. Really? There's us coming to a nice warm place like this. Really? I'm not moaning. I'm just thankful. But what I'm just trying to reinforce is the overview of God is more than we have now. I'm expecting by the end of this year we've got over 100 people here. Because we're advancing. We're not going backwards. I expect by this time next year we've got 200, 250 people here. Why? Because we're advancing. We're not going backwards. We're going forwards. But there's something here in Jude that's been up behind me. Some of you might have read it already. And that is this. Contend. Contend sounds like contempt, but it is not. You're going to have to translate that into French or German or Essex, wherever you're from. But it says, you are from Essex. It says contend. And this word, I just want to chuck it in your head. I want to mess with your head for the rest of the week. Because this word contend means I want to stretch out and reach out with my expectation of God's ability, my confidence in God's done, so I see exactly the same things as they saw at the beginning of the church. Because that is actually what this is talking about. It's I want to contend. I want to deal with the arguments, deal with the circumstantial evidence, deal with all the failure, and I'm going to contend with kingdom life in my life. I'm not going to be content with it. So this word contend is another thing about kingdom advancing. Yes, there's unity. Yes, there's love. Yes, there's passion. Yes, there's humility. But also there has to be a contending for more. And if you're part of Kingdom Faith, I know some of you are here for the first time, then you're here to hear this. If you're here because you're part of who we are, then we're not here for ourselves. We're here for the 118,000 other people who are contending with what they have, which is less than what you have as a Christian. Because what you have is a view and an overview. Jamal, just come out and join me. Let's welcome Jamal. As I said, Jamal's just come back from a little trip, and he's just going to take a couple of minutes to explain that. Then we have a short video. There will not be any popcorn served at this point. I apologize. And then we're going to give our special offering to these guys. Thanks, mate.
Thank you. Hi. I'm not going to share what is happening in this trip. We had Jonathan from Kingdom Faith. He came from the Bible College to visit with us and to see what we are doing there. We had a great report. We visit camps, we give food, we give stuff, and we preach in churches, and we did a lot of things. But I want to share one story with you. We run a ministry called, you know, getting people from very close country. Okay? And we bring new believers from there, and we disciple them, and we baptize them, and we send them back to their country. You know, the only things I want to share with you, when I asked them before we baptized them, you know, I said to them, you know, this is what you are signing for. You're not signing for a car or for a good life. When you go back to your country, you're going to be persecuted. And if people find out what you are doing, you might be killed in prison, or your family, they will kick you out. Are you still want to get baptized? Are you still want to do that? You know what the answer was? Yes. Why you want to make us afraid and scared? No, we want to do that. And it's amazing, you know, we are here comfortable and relaxing, but this is the most growing church in the whole of the world. It's in that country, which is the most horrible things is happening there, and the persecution is there. And I believe our missionaries, what you're going to pay or give or to do to them, they need not just the money, they need our support and our love. And how many times I always dream when somebody to send me an email saying, Jamal, we're thinking of you, we're praying for you, we our heart with you. It's not the money. I mean, as a missionaries though, all around the world, and we know about them, we need you. We need your heart. We need your prayers. We need you to be with us. And God is using us. It's not because we have something special. It's because you are part what in God's kingdom. And we do all that all together. When I was with Jonathan going like 8 hours driving, the taxi driver, he was with us, like we went for hours and hours. He asked me all the questions you ever think of about everything, eating, drinking, you know, and what to do, what not to do. And he wants all these answers. In the end, I told him, listen, you know, I try to answer all your questions, but I'm not God. I will never answer all your questions. But I will tell you one thing. When you go to heaven and see Jesus face to face, he's going to ask you one question. It's not how much bottle of beer you drank. It's not what you ate, pork or you ate lamb or meat or whatever. He's going to ask you, did you love me? And he started crying and he said, I want to give my life to Jesus. That's it. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.